Well, with that appropriately chilly weather comes the new holiday music season. And here in the studio, live with me this morning, are three music directors who are bringing three groups together, as always, on the first Tuesday of the month of December. And that's the concert called Christmas in Kalamazoo. I'd like to welcome Martha Matthews, who leads the Kalamazoo Ringers, Eric Jacobson, who leads the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, and Benji Daneman, who is adding the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra to the mix. Nice to have you here this morning on WMUK.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having
Great
us.
Great to be here.
Well, these three groups aren't necessarily an obvious combination, but we're in a town that produces high-quality, high-level groups of all kinds on a regular basis, and why not bring them all together? I believe the collaboration between the Ringers and the Male Singers go back the longest. Perhaps you could give us a tiny bit of background, Martha or Eric or both.
Last year, I believe, was our 10th anniversary, so this would be the 11th year that we've been together. It's a joy. It's a fabulous mix of instrumentalists. It's great to work with Eric, and we've enjoyed all of our years, though for us, this is the second year as directors with these groups, so a real gift to get to do this the second time around.
Mm-hmm. And as Martha said, last year we both took over our respective groups, and we decided to shake up this concert a little bit. And Martha's a huge fan of jazz, and that's one of my backgrounds, being from Western as well. So we knew of Benji's group, and we said, let's change this concert up a bit and add an element of jazz. So that's when we brought in the jazz orchestra last year. So this is our second concert with adding the jazz orc.
The Kalamazoo Male Chorus, they can do a lot of different kinds of repertoire. So jazz and swing. Jazz has a great opportunity for voice parts when you're looking for things to do. And, it's been around over almost 100 years, so you got to roll with the times.
Yeah, absolutely. Male Chorus is in our 92nd season this year, and they've done such a wide variety of music, traditional classical choral music, barbershop, kind of glee club style, and they're really interested in the kind of popular genres, and so that's something I could bring to the group last year as I came in with a jazz background, and I'll tell you, the guys are challenged by it, but so excited when they're hearing these different harmonies and some of the most difficult music they do of the year, and also some of their favorites.
Well, Benji Daneman, you founded the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra, is that 2 years ago?
Three years ago. Three.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, you're not going to be around for the 92nd year.
Well, let's wait and find out.
Okay, I might not. But you're trying to lay down a foundation for seasons and decades to come for these young people.
Yeah. It's exciting to start to now, after 3 years, starting to see some tradition-based things happen. So this is our second year. We're able to get kind of rolling with our season, and this is something that was really positive to get us right off the ground. We start in November, so our students only had three rehearsals to put together, essentially like a full program of challenging music. It's a great way to get, especially with the jazz orchestra, which is I wouldn't say high pressure, but like a lot of expectations are put on them to kind of prepare and to produce pretty quickly. This gives them a chance to kind of get off the ground with a great concert that has expectations on it, that it's going to be professional level and it's going to be great. And they rise up to it, and they have this year, and they did last year. And so it's a lot of fun that I'm hoping that this will be, kind of a continuing thing, giving them.
What I'm learning about jazz orchestra is that it's usually one on a part. These arrangements can get beautifully complicated when all the harmonies spread out among the group, and the other times you're playing in unison. But there is, you have to learn your part because no one else is going
to do it for you. Yeah, it's chamber music to the extreme. Yeah, everybody has, and that's the case. We have no doubling parts anywhere in the group, and so everybody's expected. Everybody's part is important, everywhere from the fourth or fifth part up to the first. So it's really, really great, really amazing experience.
So they're just getting started with the new season mm-hmm. of Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra. What arrangements have you found to feature the group and also to share the stage?
So we have, what are we playing this year? That's a really great question.
I don't know. I don't remember.
No, we have a couple combined pieces that we do. Like one of them that we did last year that we loved so much we brought back was the New York Voices arrangement of We Wish You Merry Christmas. Darman Meter, who's been here at Western many times, we love it. So that's kind of a combined piece that we finished the program with and did it last year. Features kind of all the groups in different ways. And
I will say it's a fun challenge to try and find music for these three different ensembles.
It is.
And we have to get creative. And I think each of us brings some arranging skills as well. So quite often we'll take something and add something to it to add bells, or we need to add brass to this piece. So the We Wish You a Merry Christmas, there's a scat section in the middle that New York Voices does. And Martha last year said, that sounds like it would be great for
We're
bells.
Taking it. We can do that on bells. Yes. And boy, it's tricky though, because it's polyphony. It's four voices joined together, and to ring those on bells and have the shape come out right and the swing come out right. And it's fast. So it has been a challenge, but a great challenge. Our backgrounds are all jazz. So to be able to do this on our instruments, it's very special.
The Kalamazoo Ringers, besides tomorrow night's concert, which is free at 7:30 p.m. at Center Point Church on 10th Street in Kalamazoo, you have a season in which you perform a few times in December. Is
we
that
do.
Right?
We do. Our grand finale Christmas concert is December the 15th. It's a Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Grace Harbor Church. And that will feature primarily Kalamazoo Ringers, but we have ballet dancers dancing the Nutcracker with us. We have several other extra instruments this year. Santa will make an appearance. So it's going to be, if you're looking for a different kind of experience, come on out on December 15th.
And does this start the season for the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, or did you already have a fall?
Some years it does. This year we actually participated in a new concert at the beginning of November, the Kalamazoo Community Concert, where we got a lot of community groups together. And we had five different ensembles from West Michigan that got together to celebrate community choral music in Kalamazoo and West Michigan. So that started our season, where each group got featured a little bit, and then we had two mass choir pieces. But this is kind of the beginning of the main bread and butter of our season.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night at 7:30 at Center Point Church. That's been the home of Christmas in Kalamazoo for some years now. I remember way back when there were a few different venues, but it's a rather large space. How many people fit in there, would you say?
I think total pushes 1,400 maybe.
I believe that's right.
And last year, we had an audience of about 1,100-ish.
Right, it was very full.
So, but we have room for 300 more, so.
Come on out. Come early, though. Get a good seat.
That's tomorrow at 7:30. The Kalamazoo Male Chorus, will you be also continuing your holiday season with other concerts?
The male chorus performs a couple times at different nursing homes and community areas, but this is our main piece of our holiday season.
It's the big open concert that mm-hmm. everyone comes to. And how about the KYJO, the youth orchestra?
So this is our only holiday concert for the youth orchestra. We do have a really interesting, actually two programs in January that we're going to be doing for Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King Day, right around that week, we're going to be focusing on composers of the civil rights movement that were kind of present during the 50s and 60s it was really exciting. So it's going to be a very intense program at Kalamazoo Library and also Portage District. But we have one more holiday program with JCI, and that's with our new vocal jazz ensemble. They're going to be doing a concert this Saturday for the Crybaby concert at Jolliffe Theater.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So lots of holiday music still.
Where does most of the activity for Jazz and Creative Institute programs take place?
Well, we have a home downtown on Rose Street, 310 North Rose Street, which is just north of the Kalamazoo Valley Museum. And a lot of our stuff happens there. We have private lessons and ensemble rehearsals and jam sessions and other sessions we get together with our students, and just a place that actually musicians come out and hang. So it's a really great place. We live with the Kalamazoo Piano Company. So if you're driving down Rose Street and you see a piano outside covered in snow, somebody playing it, that's where we are. So look for the piano.
It's hard to find. Yeah. Well, you brought along last year's holiday concert, so I'm hoping we can hear some highlights and get people in the mood for tomorrow night's Christmas in Kalamazoo. What should we start with?
I think we'll start with what we opened our program with last year, which is Christmas Together, and it's a piece by Phil Barfoot, and this features all three ensembles, and it's the way we got our audience started in the mood last season.
That's a live recording, the opening of last year's Christmas in Kalamazoo, which brings together the Kalamazoo Ringers and their extensive, beautiful set of bells, as well as the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, providing all the singing and the words to the songs, and the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra with a lot of groove added in. This year's Christmas in Kalamazoo is tomorrow night at Center Point Church. Starts at 7:30. It's a location on 10th Street. You can find out that address and more at any of the websites. KalamazooMaleChorus.org is one. And we're here live with Eric Jacobson, the leader of Kalamazoo Male Chorus, Martha Matthews, who leads the Kalamazoo Ringers, and Benji Daneman, who is in charge of the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra. What a great way to start the concert, very full of fellowship and fun. And after that, there's so many opportunities for variety. What are some of the things that come to mind as either featured ensemble pieces or featured combined pieces this year? What do you think?
For this year, we're starting with a Mack Wilberg arrangement of Jingle Bells, which is just absolutely phenomenal. And each section had to be tweaked by the director to make it work for us, but you know, we're looking forward to putting that together and raising the roof with some seriously meaty material.
There is a little issue of, you know, putting all three of your groups together in one place and rehearsing, which I imagine you have to do as much preparation on your own as possible before this happens. So you'll have access to the church tonight for that.
We do.
This will be the first time that it all comes together.
Right, which is so exciting. We've all prepared so long and hard for this and imagined what the other ensembles will sound like. So,
and I love, between the three of us, I feel like we all are on the same page as far as collaboration goes. So in the concert last year, we had these pieces throughout that we knew we were going to do together, and then we each got our own features in the concert. And we went about this concert this year in the same way, but I feel that we really thought about how we can collaborate a bit more. So, for instance, I think the male chorus is doing one piece by ourselves, but what I was most interested in is when it's not all three ensembles, is there times there that can be two ensembles? So the male chorus and the youth jazz orchestra have two numbers with our two pieces. I know Martha's ringer's pieces, she's added some percussion and some different elements to that. So it really feels like the entire concert, we just weave in and out of the groups pretty seamlessly.
Yeah, and what I like as an educator, you know, I try to view a lot of what I'm doing throughout my season as an educator in different capacities. And one of them is that for this group especially, because it's kind of our top youth ensemble, giving them professional experience where in a program they can be going from playing what you just heard, Christmas Together, which is very kind of much more of like a show tune, to a very jazz-centered, you know, classic piece, to something where they're accompanying in a kind of a classical style with the bell choir, and then kind of going to something where it's you know, like different end of the spectrum. And that's what I want to give, you know, our students this chance that they can experience in one set of music, bouncing from here to there and there, which is very difficult. You know, especially the best way I can describe it is kind of going like being in like a musical. It's like that's happens a lot.
It's almost a pageant. And there's a way of, I mean, besides the music you've prepared, the sanctuary, the church, it has amazing decorations, probably being set up now-ish for the season. There's place. Do you have a stage manager or a director?
We have a stage manager of sorts provided by the church. So we've been in contact with him. He's great. This is actually his first year working on Christmas in Kalamazoo. So I actually think after our interview, some of us might be headed over there to get on the same page with him. But it comes together so quickly that it's so much preparation by each of us, knowing where we'll be standing, and then eventually throwing it together with the help of Centerpoint Church. Mm.
During the music, Eric, you were talking about a kind of a special experience you gave the male chorus in how to appreciate bell ringing. Since, of course, you're sharing a stage together, you wanted to kind of explain the dynamic of how a bell ringing ensemble works. So what did you ask them to do?
Well, it's so funny. They are enamored with how ringing works, being in charge of one note, and they think it's just one note. And I said, no, this might, as Martha just said, she has a ringer that's in charge of 16 notes. So we sang as a warm-up, Mary Had a Little Lamb, very simple. I think it's four notes.
Everybody knows this song.
Everyone knows this song. But every section was only in charge of one of the notes, and just working to stay in time whilst everyone only sings one note of Mary Had a Little Lamb just kind of blows their mind to how in the world do the ringers do this, staying in the same tempo and the same intonation as other groups when you're only in charge of one note. And little do they know that so many of the people are in charge of so much more than one note.
Oh, how many notes is typical for a ringer to have in front of them? How many bells?
Well, you know, it depends on the part of the table. Our bass ringer sometimes will have a whole octave to themselves. And so that's a different type of ringing. Our battery, which is our middle section, will sometimes have anywhere from four to, if they double that out, 8, 12. But then our treble bells, the small bells, the thimbles, they call them, will have, you know, one station, which is G and A, with all the accidentals, that's five bells. But then they might have five sets of those notes in front of them, depending on what the music calls for. So that's 25 in one station. So that, and to know, and multiple, yes, multiple bells, multiple bells in hand, you know, so sometimes they play with two, sometimes even three in each hand, and then they can ring them all independently or together in any way. So it really is a feat to manage your own station, never mind then to know how you fit in with everybody else.
Why don't we listen to a highlight from last year's concert? Would you introduce the one that you picked out for
Absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely. One of our favorite things to do is our transcriptions. So this is Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson, one of our most favorite pieces to play. Thank you.
from the 2018 Christmas in Kalamazoo concert. We just heard a sleigh ride rendition, the tune by Leroy Anderson, performed by the Kalamazoo Ringers live in concert. And this year's concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at Center Point Church. That's on 10th Street. 2345 North 10th Street in Kalamazoo, just past the 131 exchange. Martha, what a great sound, and it sounds
Thank
like
you.
You had a great time during the concert.
We had a blast. You know, and I tell you, even just looking forward to tonight's dress rehearsal and putting it all together, we are so excited to feel that energy of all the ringers, all the vocalists and instrumentalists together.
I know I've mentioned a few times this is a free concert to anyone. Do you take a free will offering, and does it go to any particular cause? Or?
We do take an offering. It offsets the costs of the concert, mm-hmm. venue rent, and all of those sorts of things, and then kind of gets split between the three organizations supporting the rest of our season and different things like that.
Okay. Good. Just wanted to get that clear. Benji, I understand we're going to hear a highlight next that features the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra. And it's from a classic album that even I know, the Ellington Suites.
Yeah.
He took Tchaikovsky's ballet
and
turned it into jazz arrangements.
So good.
The Nutcracker.
Yeah. Can't say much more than that. This is we're going to be listening to the Peanut Brittle Brigade, we also did Sugar Rum Cherry last year from that same suite with another band that we direct. And it's Duke Ellington stuff is just so classic. Anything that he put his pen to, arranging or composing, is something I want to put in front of our students. And it's everyone loves it. So much fun.
Duke Ellington, I think, was born and written around Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
Turn of the last century,
yep.
And knew he had to probably go to New York. He played in bands. He started a band or two in mm-hmm. that area when he was a young man, 18, 19, and his 20s, goes to New York, and that's where we start getting early recordings of all kinds of jazz ensembles.
Yeah.
So I have on my phone here some, like, 1920s young Ellington band arrangements, and they're
yeah.
all so good.
He crossed so many of the beginning, the infancy of jazz. Like, he created and was a part of so much of that, from the big band era, you know, up through bebop, through kind of even when some of the modal and free jazz was happening. He kind of continued to expand in his own direction and create a specific sound for the big band that we wouldn't be where we are today without him. No question, one of the founding fathers of kind of the modern big band, but also really kind of solidified what the traditional classic big dance band was, too. So he kind of stretched a lot of different ways, so he's great to study.
He saw his band, made up of the top musicians mm-hmm. in the world, he saw them in Carnegie Hall. He saw mm-hmm. them playing along with orchestras.
Yeah.
And he made that happen, too, with some of his own unique suites and orchestral jazz pieces that came along later. Like, he kept experimenting.
Yeah, and he was always pushing the limit, you know, kind of pushing culture at the time. Like, even in, I think it was 1942 or 43, when he did Black, Brown, and Beige, which was a synopsis kind of the African-American, like, heritage in America. At that time, that wasn't even being talked about. And he was pushing that, and he performed it at Carnegie Hall in the early 40s.
Yeah, he's into Black Pride already.
Oh, man, it's so great, so great. It's amazing stuff.
And here he is, he's like, I love Tchaikovsky,
yeah.
too. This ballet is
sure.
awesome. I can hear some swing in here. I'm going to make the very best jazz
yeah.
version of this. And that makes me think of The Messiah Sing was this last weekend, and didn't Quincy Jones do a fantastic a jazz Messiah?
Oh yeah,
out there?
Totally.
Yeah, it's like jazz gospel type Messiah. It's really wonderful.
So there's a lot to appreciate just in the arrangement, and then the players get to play it too. So
yep.
Let's hear this excerpt from his Nutcracker Suite. Here's the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra. Any particular soloists in this?
Can't remember.
It's too long ago.
I don't know. I'll let you know after. How about that?
You'll remember by
then. Yeah, I will.
Here's the Peanut Butter Brittle Brigade. from the Nutcracker Suite. Well, Benji Daneman, that's the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra, as heard last year in the Christmas in Kalamazoo concert. Average age of your group there?
We range from 11 to 18. Yeah.
That's just, and we think draw, about that for a minute.
Yeah, think about that. Yeah. No, it's cool. And then we draw from 11 different schools, range from Grand Rapids to Kalamazoo.
So, and this year you'll be back with the Christmas in Kalamazoo concert, along with Kalamazoo Male Chorus and the Kalamazoo Ringers. You'll be drawing again from, I hope, the Ellington arrangements.
Not this year, but future years for sure. Yeah.
Well, what are some of the cool arrangements that you found for tomorrow's concert?
So we're doing a couple different really fun arrangements of just some classic, for the jazz orchestra specifically, we're doing some classic kind of holiday carols, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen and Angels We Have Heard in High, but played completely differently than what you're used to. You know, Angels We Have Heard in High is very similar to, if you're familiar with the Neil Hefti song Cute, which is a feature for the drums, but like on brushes. So it's this light, fun dancing type version of Angels We Have Heard on High. So it's a lot of fun. And we're doing a really fun arrangement with the Kalamazoo Male Chorus of Frosty the Snowman. And if you're familiar with the kind of classic studio sessions of the 50s and 60s, this is the Ella Fitzgerald version of it that they did. So we're going to be playing that.
An essential holiday album for sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What are some of your favorite holiday albums? Everyone, I'm with the directors of these three groups: Martha Matthews, the Kalamazoo Ringers, and Eric Jacobson from the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, and Benji Daneman from the Youth Orchestra. I mean, don't we all have like three or four that just were always being played over the holidays?
Well, what about you, Eric? Why don't you start?
You only said that because my face looks so inquisitive right now. Like,
what is Eric thinking about right now?
Obviously, being a vocalist, I listen to a ton of vocal albums. The New York Voices Christmas album is fantastic. And I don't mean to plug our last song that we're going to play, but it just kind of worked that way. Other vocal albums that I really love, actually, Groove for Thought is an ensemble that is no longer together, but they were for a few years. And they have a Christmas album that the arrangements are just killer. I think it's like six vocalists and mostly in the jazz styles, but their harmonies are so tight. I think they were actually music teachers, I think high school teachers, that decided to get together and create an ensemble. And that's probably one of my favorite. Never gets old.
What's the name of the group again?
Groove for Thought.
Groove for Thought. All right, I'll remember that.
It's a good one.
Add it to my Gene Autry playlist.
As I was thinking about what albums are my favorite, I realized that things have shifted so dramatically that what we do in our house is put on a Spotify playlist of holiday classics. So I can tell you all the names of it, but what albums are they from? Unfortunately, albums, you know, I still have a bunch of them, but we've turned so much electronic these days.
You where like it's like the mix.
Like the mix. Mm-hmm. So if you were to ask my children, they couldn't tell you what albums at all, but
How about you, Martha?
You know, I do have a few that I probably had as a cassette tape a long time ago and wore it out and then bought the CD. And so I have one. It's a Mary Mancini Christmas. So anything light and just happy, fluffy like that. I also have a Canadian Brass album. They've done a couple Christmas albums that I have to say my own kids found as their favorite. I think their lives were formed by Canadian Brass.
That's wonderful.
You know, there's anything. It's such a variety like that as well. There's one from New York that is a variety of artists that are some that are opera, some are jazz, some are. You know, I'm the same way. It's pretty eclectic by now.
When you listen to the radio, there's so many iconic voices and iconic arrangements you hear. So we get used to those, the kind of Christmas nostalgia. I always like to find some newer albums and see if people can break into, like, will this be a Christmas classic? Leslie Odom Jr. has a really great Christmas album.
I love his voice.
It's beautiful. He has a wonderful Christmas album. Kurt Elling released a Christmas album 2 years ago. That's great.
I think Harry Connick had a really great Christmas album, too. I remember that CD sitting, you know, on our CD player growing up, and so that was always a fun one.
Well, now we have some recommendations from three top directors in West Michigan. Martha Matthews leads the Kalamazoo Ringers, Eric Jacobson leads the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, and Benji Daneman is the leader of the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra down at the Jazz and Creative Space on Rose Street. The concert is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Center Point Church on 10th Street in Kalamazoo, and there are details on Facebook as well as I'm looking right now at KalamazooMaleChorus.org. Kalamazoo Ringers has a website, too.
Absolutely, KalamazooRingers.org.
And you can find
JazzAndCreative.com.
Okay, guys. Another selection. We still have time for at least one more. Or we could maybe hold off a little bit more and finish with the finale from last year. That was that the plan.
Stick to the plan, Kara.
That's great.
Well, then share some more highlights from tomorrow. What else are you planning?
Well, speaking of eclectic, bells, even though we are a percussion instrument, we try to be as vocal as we possibly can be. So we're starting our first solo piece is the K-Star Man with the Bag, which is super fun. It's jazz. Because it's so chromatic, it's a challenge to the ringers, but they've mastered it and they love it. And we do a lot of, we call it choreography, because in bells, every movement, every muscle that moves changes the way sound waves spin around the room. So depending on the type of music, the genre, our bodies have to change because our body is the instrument. So sometimes we're moving very quickly, sometimes slowly, sometimes over our heads, sometimes behind our, you know, it's really very interesting. So I choreograph everything, where the ringers put their feet, how they move, you know, which foot they're standing on, how high their bell goes, what the angle of the bells, whether all of that is intricately choreographed before we begin a piece. So we're starting with that, but then we're also going to do a super fun arrangement of Drum Carol that's very percussive, and that we're going to include some of the jazz orchestra percussionists and talk about choreography. Our bass ringers are, there are three of them, each responsible for an octave worth of bells. They're moving quickly. They have it perfectly choreographed, so their rights and lefts and over and all of that is all united. And to me, just so much fun to watch. And a treble, same thing, how they, you know, they'll put their bells over their heads, and it's a blast.
I'm picturing, you know, being in a typical practice and conductor says something and you make a note in your music. How do you notate choreography? I mean, are people having to, like, physically memorize what you're saying, or are they making a note in their music too? Left
That's
foot, right
great
foot.
Great question. Yes, sometimes they mark which foot they're to stand on. We do a lot of study of the Laban method of choreography. Laban was a ballet choreographer in the middle of the 20th century, and he discovered that if he used effort actions, everyday things that our bodies do, and translate that into what ballet dancers need to do, he could choreograph an entire ballet in Moscow and send it just by the words to New York, and they could recreate it exactly from his mind. So because bells is ballet, you know, and every muscle is important, and we use our whole bodies, it translates perfectly into what we do.
That's amazing to me.
Sign up for the ball choir.
Come on over, seriously.
Well, I mean, the other instrument that's truly in the body is the voice. Mm-hmm. And I imagine there's some physical aspects to that, too, that you work with the male chorus on.
Absolutely. Every choir, as they warm up, is warming up the whole instrument. It's very similar to a bell, actually, in the resonance that you get doesn't come from one place. It actually comes from your entire body. So the way you stand, the way that all your muscles are aligned, the way that you're creating a resonant chamber inside of your mouth and outside of your mouth, and your whole body resonates like that bell. Most people don't think about that, but we all do it subconsciously if we've been in a choir. So that's all obviously the bits about vocal pedagogy that we work on. And then obviously there's the performance elements. We're performing with the jazz orchestra, so we're working on snapping on 2 and 4 and looking like we're enjoying it. We're doing such cool songs.
We can't just pretend you're having fun.
You're enjoying it.
You're concentrating so hard, yeah. And you have to make it look like it's the easiest thing in the world, especially things like those fast tunes, the Ella arrangement that we're doing, mm-hmm. A Frosty. Such a fun piece, and it won't come off as a fun piece if we look very focused. We're also doing a really great blues piece called The Boogie Woogie Santa Claus, which is a Brian Setzer Orchestra arrangement. It was arranged by actually a West Michigan local as well. Chris Hansen took the Brian Setzer Orchestra, and that's the work that we're doing. And it's just so much fun. You have to, now that you've worked so hard on every technical aspect, tonight and tomorrow is about putting it together and presenting that to an audience to make them smile. That's really what mm-hmm. what it's about.
Before we go, Eric, I have to ask you a little about Voces 8. it's not related to this concert tomorrow night at 7:30, but it's a world-class vocal ensemble that I know you've been involved with for a few years. What's going on with them? Are they coming back here? They just had a really successful concert.
We certainly will come back here. So Voces 8 is obviously a British choral ensemble, and I work with their U.S. nonprofit, and we do things all over the country, but we have some connections to the West Michigan area because their only American tenor, Blake Morgan, is a Western alum, both in the Gold Company program and through the classical program at the School of Music here at Western. And then I went through Western's program as well. So we're setting up some partnerships and looking for support in the area in so many ways. We worked with the Michigan School Vocal Music Association to set up workshops, and we had some high schoolers that were able to perform with Voces 8 when they were in town last month. It's becoming a really successful partnership, and keep your eyes open for more and more exciting things.
That's good. I just wanted to get that in because it's a special group that we're lucky to have come by. Finally, Benji, I don't know, we covered lots of stuff. Any other highlights that you wanted to drop?
No.
Well, that takes us to 5 minutes until the top of the hour, and it maybe now's a good time to listen to that finale from last Christmas. What is the name of the piece? Who wants to introduce?
I'll introduce it.
Okay, Benji.
We're going to play for you We Wish You Merry Christmas, which we talked about earlier this hour a bunch, an arrangement by Darman Meter of the New York Voices, and just an amazing vocalist, arranger, saxophone player, and they did a really great album that is with a big band and their group, and so we did this last year and loved it, and loved it so much we're going to do it again this year.
That's great.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Benji. Thank you, Eric. And thank you, Martha.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. The concert's at Center Point Church, and it's called Christmas in Kalamazoo. You can find details on Facebook or various websites, KalamazooMaleChorus.org, jazzandcreative.com, and KalamazooRingers.org.